you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. It takes a lot to get them right when you're
What is it?
Are Eddie and Joe here yet?
No. Weren't they at the restaurant with you?
Yes, but they left even before the vicious wasp was served, which was rude. But it's all my fault. I'm to blame.
Blair, what happened?
Eddie and Joe want to get married.
Well, we knew that.
Tonight.
That we didn't know.
They took off on Joe's motorcycle to come back here and get her things after they pick up the groom's duffel bag at the YMCA.
Well, I've been trying to reach her mother, but no luck.
How can Joe throw her life away at such an early age? I can just see her in a few years, living in a tenement with 12 screaming children, Eddie drinking beer and belching.
Sounds like a hit TV series.
Don't joke, Tootie. Poverty is no fun.
You listen to Blair. She saw Coal Miner's Daughter.
Hi. I got something to tell you.
Paul Revere already got here with the news.
Excuse me. There is nothing more I can do.
Would you put that in writing? You already insulted Eddie, accused me of being a poor stoop, and sicked Bink Parker on us, that weenie. You didn't miss a trick.
I must have. You're still getting married.
Joe, you really going through with it? Happy marriage.
Thanks. I guess you think I'm too young to get married, huh?
Well, it doesn't matter what I think. You're the one who has to be happy.
Smoke cleared yet?
Eddie! I don't know if I approve, but all the best, and have a wonderful, wonderful marriage.
Natalie, don't milk it.
You take good care of this little girl, you hear?
You can count on it.
I'll just get my suitcase out of the storage room.
Joe, must you leave tonight?
Yeah. Eddie's got to get back to the base. We're taking my bike and detouring through West Virginia. The legal age is 16 there.
You can't ride that bike tonight. It's freezing out there.
She's right. You don't want to end up with a frigid bride.
We'll be just fine. Let's get my suitcase.
At least discuss it with your mother.
Let her discuss it with her new boyfriend, Jack.
Joe! Somehow, we've got to keep her here till her mother calls. She's the only one who might talk some sense into her.
I don't believe she's running off tonight. I won't have a chance to get her a wedding present. So we'll mail them to her.
No, you won't. You'll give it to her at a bridal shower.
What bridal shower?
The one we're gonna give her right now to keep her here till her mom calls.
Mrs. Garrett, you're a genius.
I know. Let's see, first we'll need refreshments. Howard! Girls, go to your room and dig up some gifts.
Yeah, Edna.
Quick, thaw out that sheet cake in the freezer.
Sure, what's the big rush?
I'm fighting time. I'll explain later.
Well, just take me a minute to pack and change.
Joe, you can't leave yet. Not after the girls and I have planned a bridal shower.
A bridal shower?
Mm-hmm.
You want to do that for me?
Oh, yes. We want to give you something you'll remember for the rest of your life.
That sounds beautiful. Does it take long?
Just long enough. Well, shall we get started? Well, he's been preparing the cake.
I'm coming.
See? It's ready.
Are you kidding? I just got this out of the freezer.
Howard, meet Eddie Brennan, my fiancé.
Howard, while we're having our shower, why don't you guys go over to the Chug-a-Lug bar for a little old bachelor party?
Well, I don't know if we got the time.
Take the time. You only get married once.
Okay. I'll be back soon, honey.
I'll be ready to go.
Keep him there as long as you can. I'm hoping her mother will call in time.
I got you, yeah. Hey, come on. Hey, you break your teeth on that cake, don't flap your gums at me.
I'm really surprised you're doing all this, Mrs. Garrett. I was sure you'd think I was making a big mistake.
I do, but I guess you think you're old enough to know what you're doing.
Tootie said you needed some decorations for a shower.
Oh, Blair, how thoughtful. Designer toilet paper.
Listen, if she's going to be at this shower, I'm not.
Now, Joe, you and Blair are roommates and friends.
You mean we were.
Don't worry. I can take a hint. I wouldn't come to your bridal shower anyway. I don't even know what your silver pattern is.
It's not quite ready yet.
I can't believe this. We're having ice cream and cake like it's a kid's party. But in a few hours, Joe's gonna be a married woman.
That's quite an observation, Tootie.
I wonder what my mom would say if I were getting married at 16. She's into psychology, so she avoids using words like can't, mustn't, and never. She'd find other words like hurt, maim, kill.
Is it okay if I open the gifts now? I'd like to get them packed.
Oh, sure. You just get started. I'll be right back with mine.
From Tootie.
Save the ribbons. They're good luck for keeping the marriage tied together.
Or if Betty wants to walk out, you can strangle him.
Wow, a photo album. But, Tootie, this is your special one.
It was. Now it's yours. Whoops. You don't need Michael and Billy D. But if it's all right with you, I'll leave my picture in there so you don't dare forget me.
Hey. I couldn't forget you. My favorite pest. Thanks, Tootie. From Natalie.
That's me.
Natalie, you're giving this away? It's that fancy diary you bought for your memoirs.
Right now, my life's not very memoirable.
Thanks.
Here.
You don't have to give me any presents.
It's not a present, just something I'm tired of.
Wow, look out, Mama. What a great warm-up suit. From Saks Fifth Avenue?
It's not a nightie. It's a peignoir. If Joe insists on this madness, I want her to do it with style.
This is brand new.
So what? I was just going to unveil it at some slumber party. It'll be much more effective where you're going to unveil it.
Gee,
thanks. Don't mention it. Well, enjoy your shower.
Listen.
Yes?
Might as well stay. You don't take up that much room.
Oh, good. You're having fun. Here, Joe, for you.
Thanks, Mrs. Garrett. A Bible. It's beautiful. But it's your Bible. You can't give this to me.
I just did. It'll kind of watch over you, and no one deserves it more than you do.
Thanks. All of you. Never thought it was going to be this tough giving up friends. You're more than friends. You're family. Oh, I better get this stuff packed.
Wow. I hope I'm lucky enough to hook my Prince Charming when I'm 16. Bite your tongue. You have your whole life ahead of you. Mom, you'd be so proud of me.
Eastland School. Mrs. Polnicek, thank God. This is Edna Garrett. I've been trying to reach you. Well, Mrs. Polnicek, Joe's boyfriend, Eddie Brennan, is here. He came in from his naval base. You see, Joe is getting ready to leave school to get married. Yes, I know. We've been stalling her as long as we can.
I'll make sure Joe doesn't take off. So that's what this whole thing's been about, huh? First that phony double date, now this fake shower.
Joe, the shower wasn't fake. Can't you see? We're all just trying to help you.
All I can see is that everyone's double-crossed me. First my mother, and now my so-called friends. And even you, Mrs. Garrett.
Joe, please, you've got to talk to your mother. She's still on the phone.
Tell her I left to get married.
But Joe!
And then Joe and Eddie tore out of there on her motorcycle.
Oh, Howard, didn't you do anything to try and stop them?
Yeah. I talked them out of going to West Virginia tonight in this below freezing weather.
Thank God.
I sent them to a motel.
Ah! Howard, which motel?
The Ritz Motel out on Highway 6. Hey, I hear it's reasonable. Cheap is what it is.
I'll find it. Howard, you keep an eye on things here. Mrs. Polnicek's on her way up. I'll try to bring Joe back.
But you've got to let me go with you. Huh? This whole thing is my fault, and Joe is just going to try to prove me wrong, but it'll haunt me for the rest of my life.
All right! Go. But let's hurry.
Thank you.
Well, at least it's warm.
It's nice, Eddie.
Hey, we forgot something.
Oh, yeah. Might as well freeze up out there.
You know what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. But I'm not officially a bride yet.
Well, nobody's perfect. And besides, we'll be married tomorrow. Well, you better unpack your suitcase so your stuff will warm up.
Okay. You know, I've never been in a motel before. And I don't want to know if you have.
I haven't. Whoa, what is that? A nightgown?
No, dummy. It's a peignoir set. Compliments of Blair and Saks Fifth Avenue. Class.
Bet you look real beautiful in it. Hey, why don't you try it on?
Not now. It's got all these tags and pins and stuff, see? This garment is made of 100% silk, dry clean only. Over 70% of teenage marriages end in divorce. That Blair never gives up.
Hey, Joe, come on. It's time for you to forget about Blair and everybody else, except you and me. Let's see how you look in it.
Sure, why not?
Here's the office. Just pray that they stopped here.
You mean pray that they didn't?
What a grungy place to start a honeymoon. Mm.
Welcome to the Ritz Motel. No vacancy.
Well, we're looking for a couple who... Open up, sir. I don't want a room.
Lady, I'm watching Masterpiece Theater in here.
Well, this is important. We're looking for a couple who came here by motorcycle.
You have just described my entire clientele. Now, look, if you don't mind, I'm missing me, Claudius.
Open this door. Open this door!
Oh, she is loud and pushy.
Now, look, this is a very young girl we're trying to find here.
She's 16 like me, but much less sophisticated looking.
Tell you the truth, I don't check birth certificates. I only got three rules here. No fights, no loud music, and no spiked heels on the waterbeds.
Spiked heels? They went out over a year ago.
Not around this motel.
The boy is wearing a sailor's uniform. Does that help?
Yeah, sailor's uniform. Oh, yeah, he's here. I don't know which room. Oh. He's in one of the honeymoon suites.
Oh, which ones are the honeymoon suites?
The ones with the ice buckets in it.
Man, does my bride look classy?
It's the silk, you know? Expensive clothes like this do make you feel different.
Boy, am I lucky.
Me too.
Want to sit down?
Sure. Eddie.
Huh? What's the matter?
We gotta be careful. I don't want to get pregnant.
Come on. Will you relax? We could be married tomorrow.
That's not what I mean. Even if we are married, I can't finish high school if we have a kid. Besides, we can't afford one.
Honey, will you stop worrying about money?
Well, how much do we have?
We gotta talk about that now?
I'd like to, yeah.
All right, I get $500 a month.
Well, I guess we can make it if I get a job, too.
Oh, no way. No wife of mine is gonna work. And besides, you have the apartment to take care of, and all those other Navy wives to hang out with.
You mean at the PX and the laundromat?
Yeah, and they go shopping down the mall. Oh, they have lots of fun, honey.
I don't want to have fun. I want to finish high school so I can go on to college.
How are you going to go to college? I'm in the Navy now. We'll be moving around a lot.
We will?
Oh, but you won't be lonely. You'll have our kids to keep you company.
Kids? I thought we just said... Eddie, we have a lot to talk about.
Tonight?
Look, I just don't want us to end up like my mom and dad, hassling each other all the time till nothing would fix things but getting a divorce.
Honey, nothing is gonna split us up. Yeah, who is it?
Is that Eddie? Thank you. We'd love to come in.
You have no right busting in here.
No right? I promised personally to be responsible for you. You're lucky I didn't bring in the headmaster, the probation officer, and the U.S. Cavalry.
Oh, you should have. I could use an army blanket.
Now, look, your mother's on her way up, and you're going to stay put.
Look, Mrs. Garrett, my mind's made up. And I don't need my mom or anyone else to come running after me like I was a little kid.
You're staying here till your mom comes, or you got me on your honeymoon.
Look, I love Eddie. And it's not something I'm gonna get over. I'll always feel this way.
So will I.
And that's why we can't be married now.
Blair, why don't we go outside for just a little while longer?
It's Jim Below out there.
We'll live through it.
This is really testing our friendship.
Joe, what are you talking about?
Eddie, I was mad at my mother, and you and I missed each other a lot. But it's just not the right time.
Why not? I mean, we love each other, don't we?
Sure, and we'll still love each other a year from now, 5 years from now. Right?
Yeah, what if something's different? A lot could change between us.
And get married now would have really been a mistake.
Well. It's a midnight bus to Chicago. Better make sure I'm on it. You sure look classy. Take care, huh?
You too.
Joe.
Oh, Mrs. Garrett.
Well, I guess we're still stuck with you. I think you did the right thing.
Absolutely. But the next time you decide to run off and get married, do it in the summer.
Get them right.